Thin wisps of clouds did nothing to mask the endless blues of the sea. The Algiers sailed with considerable speed, cutting through swells, kicking up mist onto the deck. Aaron breathed in the salty air and was amused by the birds still circling from the coast. Trying to stay out of the way, Aaron anxiously watched on as the crew began different tasks around the ship. Some were sorting out goods while others worked on buttressing the foresail. "How are you feeling?" said Aura. She was enjoying herself quite a bit. "I'm good, just avoiding Jerricks over there." He gestured to one of the larger sailors, who in return displayed a surly face. "Are those new clothes?" Aura was now in a longer dress, one that went all the way down to her ankles. "Yes, the man by the spices, Ilyich, gave it to me." Realizing he had never offered her a change of clothes, a pang of guilt loomed over him. Aaron thought about what he could have given her and conceded it definitely wouldn't have been a dress. "It should take 6 days to get there," Aaron changed the topic. He tried to put on a hardy sailor demeanor, but Aura saw right through it. "It is usually 14 whenever Algiers made a round trip." "6 days it is," Aura said, smiling. "We might have to eventually put in some work. I don't imagine the captain will let us stand around forever," Aaron rationalized.
"Oh, it's no problem," Aura said. "I talked to Mattis. So long as we don't drink the captain's ale, we can have the corner room in the hull next to the spices."
Aaron wasn't used to this sort of luck. In fact, he really wasn't sure what was going on at all. Sailors would frequently catch Aura's eye, stop what they were doing, and proceed to completing other tasks. It was like she had a strange authority over them, without ever changing her demeanor. Aaron wondered if she had always affected people this way, and then remembered how dumbstruck, afflicted, and stricken he had been when they first met. After an hour's work, the captain resurfaced from the hull. His broad shoulders swung around the deck, casting suspicious looks at his men as he surveyed their actions. Following a foreboding pause, he set his eyes on Aaron and Aura and began to approach them with intimidating strides.
"Well now," he bellowed in his booming voice, "if I didn't know that these were my men, I could have sworn they were yours."
He leaned so close to Aura she stumbled backwards.
"They're doing a better job than I could have gotten them to do, I'll give you that."
He wiped some sweat from his forehead and turned to fix his gaze on Aaron. Aaron's chest grew tight, his awkwardness palpable.
"I was wondering, what does the silver lettering say etched on your door?"
The captain's presence changed from cantankerous to contemplative. He looked at them with historic nostalgia, while a slight change of perspective twinkled in his eyes. In a light-hearted and expedient manner, the captain said,
"Algiers lawlessant entetai. It means the horizon of your love has no end."
Aaron's eyes lit up as he looked at the captain, who smiled wide. Breaking into a chuckle, the captain mused,
"Yes, I know, it's rather girly, isn't it? What can I say? It came with the ship."